Welcome to episode 437 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
As always, except for when the stupid computer doesn't work right.
Which is last week.
Which was last week. We also joined by producer Gerald.
Hello.
Who was here last week.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have technical fucking difficulties.
And then this week, I decided to rearrange everything about the time. We set a non-committal date. Then we changed it again. Then we changed it one more time.
Yep. So here we are now.
Yep. It should still be out on time. You should feel no different, but it's different on our end.
It is. Gerald.
It's nighttime.
Producer Gerald looks like he's about to fall asleep. I see half his head.
Wilson from Home Improvement. Just see the top part of your head?
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
Howdy ho, neighbor. That show was great.
It had, yeah. You know what? It hasn't aged well, I bet. If you watch it now, I bet it's not that funny anymore.
I'll never watch it again because I want it to be that funny.
I get that. Of course, it could be. My assumption would also be that my sense of humor has changed.
I bet it's still the same funny as it was, but Gerald's really taking it too far now. It's like I was talking to somebody today. Somebody made an Adam Sandler reference, and I was like, you know, his movies that I used to think were terrible, I now like, and his movies that I used to think were funny, I can't stand.
Examples.
Like, I didn't like 50 First Dates. I didn't like Click. Like, now I think those are way better than, like, Happy Gilmore or Billy Madison. Like, I don't think those are funny anymore.
See, I would say that I personally think that Happy Gilmore is probably one of his most heartfelt movies.
I don't like silly Adam Sandler anymore.
I get that. I do get that. But I still think Happy Gilmore holds up as a good movie.
It's silly.
But the story is still good and heartfelt.
It's too silly for me.
Okay, well, that's you. That's fine.
Yeah.
About Lil Nicky.
That's actually that's what the joke was. It was a Lil Nicky joke. And then we started talking about it. And I was like, it's funny because I used to hate some of his movies and now I think they're pretty all right. And the ones I used to love, I don't think are all right anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just,
I get that.
It's not him. I mean, my tastes have just changed.
No, I understand completely. I do.
But it's weird. Waterboy used to be one of my favorite movies and I don't like it. But like, I think Big Daddy's great.
You still think Big Daddy's great?
Yeah, I still think Big Daddy's great.
Big Daddy's all right.
Big Daddy's a fun movie.
See, I've never been a huge Adam Sandler fan, regardless. So, I don't have, you know, Gerald level hatred of him, but
I don't hate Adam Sandler. I love Adam Sandler.
I'm talking about the way you are with actors. I don't have your level of hatred for him that you have for, like, Natalie Portman and John Cena.
What about Mr. Deeds is good? Anger Management? See, I like those.
Yeah, yeah.
But when he's, like, silly screaming, I don't like him.
The Wedding Singer's always been one of my favorites.
That movie's real good. That movie's always
great.
Been good.
Yeah, that's always been one of my favorites. I saw
you
that
think
the
it's
theater.
Still great, though?
Huh?
You think it's still great?
I do. I do. I think it still holds up.
Now, you love Adam Sandler, you said, Gerald. You think the Waterboy is still funny?
Yes.
See, I've moved past that. I don't think that humor is funny anymore.
I don't either.
But I used to love that humor. I don't know. It's just weird. I mean, you missed it last week. I don't know if you listened. I basically just talked about how old I am now, like how old of a man I am.
I did not listen last week, so.
Like, I just have different passions now. I find new things funny.
No, I can understand that.
My tastes have changed really hard.
You know, mine have too. Like, when I was growing up, there were some movies that I absolutely loved that some of them are not good, and I still love them, but a lot of the ones that I loved when I was a kid, I now realize were quite problematic for lack of a better way to put it.
I guess so. With me, like, it's really most like the comedies. I think a lot of movies I like that aren't funny, like, they still are fine to me, but like my sense of humor has changed a ton.
See, mine hasn't, but I've never really liked like silly, stupid humor, like the early Adam Sandler. You know, I've never liked that. I've never thought that was funny. But to be fair, I've never been a really big comedy guy. I'm not big into comedy movies or like sitcoms or any of that. So I'm not the best judge for as far as comedy goes. Not that I don't know what comedy is. I do.
I'm real hit or miss with comedy. I'd rather not watch comedy. I do like some stand-up here and there, but I've talked about it before on the show. I mean, like 5 minutes in, if I don't like where we're going, I just turn it off.
Right.
Let's go to a different one.
And that's why TikTok, I'm very picky with TikTok is amazing for that. Because you get it in like 12-second clips and it's perfect.
TikTok is great for some things. It's also super gross, and I don't mean that like in the content. I just mean like in the way that you take in
information. Yep.
I don't know, it's like it's this the shortest attention span. Like it just feels
It does.
It feels like that's how we get to Wally. Like that's how we get to the Jell-O people on the scooters. Mm-hmm. Like that's the way TikTok makes
that's
it.
That's one step, yes.
Yeah, like that's the beginning of how we get there.
That is one of the steps.
Because people are already like, you know, squirrel. And I feel like things like TikTok just make it worse, especially kids. Like the younger people I work around, I mean, they have zero attention span.
Actually, there's some people on TikTok who, and I don't know if you've seen this, but I've seen it, who literally, like, in those clips, whatever the maximum length is of the clips, I think it's 30 seconds.
Like maybe 90, I don't know.
But they will, like, in parts, they will show, like, a complete movie.
Oh, that's weird. I don't get that. I do like how much everyone's For You page is different. 60 seconds is the max.
Okay.
I do like how different everybody's For You page is, and how, like, when Howard, friend of the show Marshall 205, sends me something, I almost sometimes don't want to watch it because I don't want to influence my algorithm with his garbage. You know what I'm saying? I don't want his taste to seep into my taste.
But that's why I'm not friends with anybody on TikTok, I don't think.
He just sends me, like, he shares he sends it through text.
Oh.
Then I have to click on it to watch it, but then I know it's influencing my For You page.
It is, yes.
Yeah, so I don't like it. But the thumbnails make me want to see what happened. And he has a different sense of humor than me. So, I worry. That's what I'm saying. But Gerald, do you partake in the TikTok?
No.
Have you ever been on it?
No.
You know what? Gerald... You can say no, that's fine. You do not have to sound so judgmental when you say it.
No, I mean, that's good because it is one of those things that once you have it, it's very easy to open it and flip through it.
Uh-huh.
It's also 95% garbage. I've seen some really cool things on there. Most things are garbage.
Yeah, I actually don't watch it much. I have it, but I don't... It's just something to have. I mean, honestly, I really don't do much with social media anymore.
Yeah, they know. They've seen our Twitter.
Every now and then, you know, I'll post something, but not very often. A lot of times, I don't even pay attention to it anymore. You know, all of it, Facebook, Twitter, any of it.
It's because you're old.
It's because I don't care anymore.
Yeah, you're getting... I mean, that's what happens.
About that shit.
Now, it's worth noting that before the show, with Dan saying he's not old now, basically, that he's sore from the athletics that he's been doing, which it turns out that he's been playing cornhole and he's sore from it.
I played a lot of cornhole. And I did it in cold weather.
Let us know. @game_stitch. If you should be sore from playing cornhole, let us know.
A lot of cornhole. Not just like throwing once, throwing for fun. This was a tournament.
Nothing you're saying to me justifies the soreness still.
I don't care.
Look at these two guys. Is that you and your partner?
I don't care. Got a few pictures of Dan up here.
Yeah, below me.
Look at that bullshit board they were using. Go back to those two dudes.
That's a shortboard.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
It looks like they brought half their board.
So were what are they called? Mailboxes.
Does that guy have a tracksuit on, that first guy? Is that a tracksuit?
No,
it's just a windbreaker with pants.
I wanted him to have a tracksuit on out there throwing the old bag. Tossing the old sack. Did you make your own board?
I did not. I bought a set.
Are they like wood, or are they like I mean, I know they're made of wood, but they have like vinyl on them? You got them stickered up?
I don't have them stickered up, no. I'm waiting. I want to... I'm hoping my wife gets them for me for Father's Day, now that I'm a father. I told her I wanted a good set of cornhole boards. I'm hoping that... And I gave her some sites to go to.
What's a good set?
Like an ACL championship set.
Gerald, pull this up. I don't know what a good set looks like. I'm very interested in cornhole. I would love to play. I'm not a social person.
Type in ACL. So does it make any sense boards for me?
They're expensive.
Yeah, like that set there that's not lacquered up top is $350.
Yeah, that's expensive. What makes these so good?
They're competitive series cornhole boards. So they're made out of a solid wood. They've got a better lacquer on them. You don't have to lacquer them or anything. They come with a vinyl sticker on it.
They look cool. Well, I like the white ones. Scroll over one more. I like just those white ones.
See, I like the black ones.
Yeah, I like just that white. I feel like people won't have white ones a lot.
So I'm hoping for a set of those. Hey, those are my bags down there too. I've done the Game Changers.
Oh, the red and black?
No, I have mine are actually green and salmon. Neon green and a salmon color. There we go, green.
Holy shit, those are high.
Yeah. And the ones next to them, I think. Nope, other way.
Holy shit.
No, that's orange, isn't it?
I can't get over how expensive these are.
No. Keep going. Right there, those ones.
Well, I like the salmon. I can't get over how high these things are. I thought they were going to be like $35.
That is for a full set of eight, though.
What is in them?
Gold. No, what do you mean?
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, I'm wondering, like, what's in those different than the ones I go buy at the store?
Oh, they're better, There's a bunch of ones. Some of them have, actual like corn in them. Some have beads in them, that kind of thing.
I mean, you're talking $500 for the boards and the bags through that place.
Yeah, but I already have the bags.
That's just a lot, though, is what I'm saying.
I also have a set of razors.
That's crazy.
Cornfield, resin.
You actually, go ahead, Gerald. What'd you say?
I was saying cornfield and resin filled.
Yeah, the resin filled are like the beads.
You won this tournament. Do you put your winnings back into your supplies?
No. Well, yes and no, I guess.
What's in your bags? Corn or resin?
I believe. You know, I can't remember.
Can we get back to there, Gerald, and see what they're filled with?
I can't remember
for that price.
I think they're filled with. I'm pretty sure it's resin.
Saffron, like something.
Which is good. If I remember correctly, the difference is resin won't hold water, so you don't have to worry about drying the cloth. Whereas if your bags get wet, the corn stays. If I remember correctly.
I don't know. It had a lot of info there, but I couldn't read it.
I'll tell you in there somewhere.
Nothing.
Hmm. It doesn't say anywhere what they're filled with. That's weird.
I'm pretty sure they're resin.
Interesting. Well, I wish you a speedy recovery.
I'm not, dude. I'm just a little sore. I didn't break my ankle. Jesus Christ.
You were being real dramatic about how sore
I was
you were.
Being real dramatic about it, I know, but it's been a long time.
And then I realized it was from... Hold on, play this video real quick, Gerald. What's this guy doing? Is he about to spin it?
It's time to change
the game. Was spinning it.
Yeah, right on his finger.
Huh. We're watching a video for those bags. Look at him. Look at that.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
I don't know. I've never tried to do that, to be honest with you. It's never occurred like it's never occurred to me to do that.
So. Oh, do you have a shirt with your name on the back?
I don't.
Damn, you should get one.
I was going to get one last year, and I missed the deadline.
You should get one of those, for and you league. Should learn that finger spin move.
I should learn this finger spin move. That'd be pretty badass.
Yeah.
But no, when I win, it doesn't go back into my, you know.
Your gear.
My gear. I just do whatever with it.
Now, I have one more question, and I promise I'm going to leave this alone.
You don't have to.
When you go, so you went to a tournament that was at some gentleman's house.
Yes.
Do you bring your boards?
I did bring my boards, but we did, in case we needed them, but we didn't need them.
So he just had a bunch of them?
No, other people brought some. He had two sets of boards.
Okay. So it's like bring your own board.
You can. He did say he said he had two sets of boards, and other people brought their boards, and we set them up. They didn't need mine, so I didn't use mine. But
now, is there ever any fuss about that board's not regulation?
No, not at something like this.
Because a lot of them are homemade, right?
Yeah, which is fine. Some bags are going to be faster. Some bags are going to be slower. Some boards are going to be faster. Some will be slower. That's just kind of be expected. You have to adjust accordingly, which is why it's good to have a, you know, like I have a, yesterday I started out using those game changers, but I also have a set of razors that are 7.3, which is speeds out of 10. So I have a fast side and slow side. And one of the boards were very slick. So I had to switch to them for when I was playing on those boards because I could make those slower.
It's crazy when you watch it on TV, they just fucking sling it right through that hole.
Uh-huh. I had a couple four-baggers yesterday.
It's wild. It's wild. Gerald, did you play any cornhole this week?
No.
Okay.
This is your cornhole podcast. I look for a cornhole podcast, and I can't find a good one either.
Are you saying, listen, hold on. Are you saying there's a spot for us to get early in on the cornhole podcast?
I'm thinking there might be. I looked on my Google app and I didn't see anything about a cornhole podcast. There's got to be one, but it didn't come up.
I'm checking on Apple Podcasts right now. Now, Gerald and myself, we live close enough, we could get into a cornhole league.
Oh, there's Big Asp Cornhole Podcast. Yeah, there's a lot to follow, though. You got to follow ACL and regional tournaments, and there's...
Yeah, Big Asp Cornhole.
Yeah.
The Doghouse Cornhole Dogcast.
The Baggin' Broads Podcast.
Girls Throw 2 Cornhole Podcast.
The Doghouse, Down and Back.
Cornhole Culture.
With Corn
Cornhole
Dog.
Madness.
Northern
the Ace
Baggers.
The Cornhole Show. There's a bunch of them. You're out of your mind.
Yeah, there is. I didn't see any. I just typed in cornhole podcasts on the Google
thing.
Look at
this. The Girls Throw too. Let me see. Yeah, see, I like that little logo where the corn with the little hole in it. Shout out to Whitney and Michelle, who apparently are on that podcast.
Girls do throw too.
Girls Throw 2 is a community for fun ladies who love the game of cornhole and enjoy access to content specifically geared to women who throw bags and men who love us. A supportive, non-judgmental zone, a place where there is no such thing as stupid questions. It looks like they're still current. Their last episode was actually came out on Wednesday. That's episode 6, so season 1. So it's a weird plug for a podcast I've never listened to.
I should probably stay out of that. I don't feel like that one's probably where I belong. Not that I don't support that, but I think that women deserve their space to
feel. Hey, they're doing the finger spin thing too, Dan. You got to learn it.
Are they spinning it or are they just holding it up with their finger? Because I can do that.
It's spinning. That's for sure.
You don't know that's spinning. I don't know. That one's pretty.
Why would you hold it up with one finger?
That one's pretty, you know, flimsied out to be spinning.
That green one's flaccid. That pink one's spinning.
I don't know. You think that'd be like some little motion things next to it?
I don't know. Shout out to them for spinning the bags.
You don't know if they're spinning the bags, so shut the fuck up. If they are, Gerald, what did them, though.
What did you do hobby-wise this week? How do you stack up next to Dan?
Nothing close to what Dan did.
Okay. Not in a bowling league, or you don't, no. Don't play?
Maybe some horseshoes. Darts. Yeah,
horseshoes. Ooh, darts is good. I like darts.
I like darts, too. I used to play darts. I played in a dart league way back when, years ago.
I was in a bowling league.
You talked about it before.
Horseshoes, though. I get down with horseshoes.
I like horseshoes. I was just never very good at it.
So nothing, Gerald? You didn't go play cribbage at anyone's house or anything?
Mm-hmm. We're supposed to play basketball, but that didn't work out. It rained that day.
That sounds terrible to me, basketball, though.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
I don't either. I'm glad you though.
Yeah. I guess. That seems like how you actually get injured, not playing cornhole. Like playing basketball seems
I'm
like
not
how you
injured. I'm a little sore, you asshole.
Gerald, on a scale of 1 to 10, how dramatic was he being about the injury?
8.
Yeah. I want everybody to understand. I'm not just being an asshole.
I don't expect any of you guys to be on my side on this. So.
I don't want people to think I'm attacking. You were playing it pretty hard.
You know, it's like when the old men get, like, they're sitting on a chair and they have to get up out of the chair. It's like, oh, crack, crack.
Yeah,
crack.
That's what he was doing.
Well, I also hadn't gotten much sleep the night before.
Nope, still not siding with you.
You don't have to side with me. I don't give a shit.
The excuses are coming.
I don't need people on my fucking side. 36, I am me. That's all I need.
I played 36 games back to back. 2 days.
Yeah.
It wasn't 36.
You wear that tape, that KT tape or whatever it is? You put that on your shoulders?
No.
You see like
I'm not that sore.
You see like a sports doctor?
He still just uses juices and berries for his medicine.
You with the deer piss on your arm? Isn't that what they do?
I didn't rub anything on my arm.
Raccoon dung.
Is steroids allowed in cornhole?
What the fuck are you guys even talking about?
I don't know what the rules are.
Fucking,
what are the banned substances?
You're talking about raccoon shit. You're talking about deer piss. What the fuck is happening?
Yeah, rubbing it on your shoulder to make it feel better.
I'm not doing that.
What have y'all did in the old days?
I don't live in the old days. I don't give a shit what they did.
Well, yeah, you live
some of that snake oil, Dan. Speaking of which, I'll shift gears. I have a building out back that houses like some of my lawnmowers and whatnot and blower, like all my yard stuff. And then I have different woods and stuff in there.
I feel like this is going to be a snake story.
It's 100% a snake story.
Because you said snake oil. And on that note.
So I open the door and there's a snake. It can't get in the building, but it can get between the door and like the threshold.
Uh-huh.
So it's just, yep. My door hangs down lower than where you actually get in.
Yep.
Because I raised the floor up. So it gets in between there. I opened up, just snake.
Did it come after you?
Nope, but it was there.
Or did it recoil?
It's stayed.
Oh, that's even worse. Get the fuck
terrifying.
Out of there, snake.
And then people are all assholes. Because I've told this story to like 4 people and they all go, what kind of snake is it?
That's irrelevant.
I'm like, it's like a snaky looking one?
That's irrelevant. Like, it doesn't matter
like, what color
kind of snake it was.
Here's what every single person that I've told, they go, what kind of snake was it? And they go, what color is it? So first off, they think I'm an expert, and then they think they're an expert.
Right.
And to both answers, it was like a snake, and it was like snaky looking.
Right.
Its color would be defined as snake. It wasn't black. It had a pattern, but I think all snakes have a pattern.
Of some sort, yes, generally. I feel the same way.
I don't know. So then it finally slithers off, right? Goes under the building. I'm like, well, that's great. I'll just have to burn this building down now.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
I come back down later, and I have to open it again, and I'm like, for sure the snake's going to be in there.
Yeah.
Open it, snake's in there. No movement again. But there's a metal, the whole building is made of steel. And its head is like right on a little sharp lip. So I'm like, I'm going to throw a rock. This is, don't listen to this if you love snakes. Like, I'm going to throw a rock and decapitate the snake.
Did you?
No.
Yeah, because you're not that good of a... You're not that good of a thrower.
I don't even know what I was doing. I
don't
have
that kind
of fucking
accuracy. Of course not.
First off, there's with laser accuracy, even if I'd hit it, I don't know. I don't think that I could throw a rock hard enough to decapitate a snake. Because it was like a... like a lemon-sized rock.
Mm-hmm.
Relatively pointy. I threw it. It just hit beside the snake, and then the snake coiled up and pissed off.
Now you just made it mad, yeah.
Yeah, all I did was piss it off. It looked kind of like that snake, maybe. I don't know. They all look the same to me. It for sure didn't have that black and white tail, I don't think. Good-sized snake, though.
Yeah, they come... you get them big down there.
I'm just telling this story mostly for Dan, who hates snakes.
I do hate snakes.
Like these videos. Oh, that one's pretty. You see that blue one?
That ain't... it's
blow
not
up that one
pretty.
That, blow up that thing that you just had up, Gerald.
No snakes are pretty.
That video. Yeah, that one was.
No, they're not.
It showed like a video over to the side of like this blue and green one. Yeah, look at that.
Nobody needs that in their life.
Yeah, 10 most beautiful snakes. You can't tell me that's not pretty. The colors, at least. Snakes are gross and terrifying, but they're not as bad as spiders, but they're gross.
No, I'll take a spider over a snake any day.
You take a spider on you over a snake on you?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
No. No. That looks like a pair of Asics. That's a good looking. Got a pointy little nose.
That thing looks aerodynamic as fuck.
It did. See if you can find that crazy one that was on the... ooh, look at that yellow one. Man, if you thought you reached up and grabbed a banana or something.
That's probably where they hide. That's why they're fucking yellow. Because.
There's the one from the... look at that thing.
They're mean. What the hell is that?
Mean. Can we get a species on this one? That thing's super pretty. The San Francisco.
Garter snake.
Huh. That thing looks too pretty to be in San Francisco. I don't even know if that's real. That looks fake. Well, that looks real, though.
I'm fucking breathing.
Oh, just the way they move. They don't move okay.
No, not at all. They move. Like, that's how the devil moves.
Yeah, like... like, multiple parts of their bodies move at the same time. In, like, different directions because of the way that it pushes and pulls because they're just a rope.
Yeah, I know. Fuck a snake. Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. No way.
Joe, where do you land on snakes?
Hell no.
Okay. More or less terrifying than spiders?
No, they're more terrifying than spiders.
You guys are both wrong this week.
Absolutely. Gerald and I agree. Yeah, spiders don't bother me. Rodents don't bother me.
Rodents don't bother me.
But a snake? Oh, hell no.
See, they had the contrast jacked up on that video. Because, see, it's still a nice-looking snake. It doesn't look like that last one.
Well, no. Some might.
I don't think so.
And they're so fast.
Look at it breathe.
I know. Look at it. That ain't right.
Nope. Let's talk. I want to shift gears one more time and talk about video games. Because I played a bunch this week.
Really?
Not multiple. I played a bunch of the same game.
Oh, I know what you played.
I played a bunch of Knockout City.
Yep, I was just going to say, I bet you played Knockout City.
I played a bunch of Knockout City. For those that don't know, Knockout City is EA's dodgeball game that came out. Should have been called Dodge Brawl because they say that in the very beginning. Why it's not called that, I don't know. It's called Knockout City, which I think is a terrible name. But I find the game to be very, very fun. It's got like
I haven't
a Rocket
tried
League
it.
Vibe.
I've thought about it.
It's got a Rocket League vibe. It's got a Splatoon vibe. Like, it's very, like, fun and colorful and silly. But there is strategy involved. The main mode is 3v3. Myself, friend of the show, Marshall205, and Padman all purchased it after playing the trial. And I've just been loving it. It is super good and super silly. So it's these teams of three. The maps are kind of small. And it's dodgeball just like you think it is. So you can throw them, you can catch them. The idea of two hits and the person is out. First team to 10 wins that round. It's the best of three rounds. You can charge them up. You can throw them slow. You can curve them. You can throw lob balls. But it's just like a silly good time. In a way I mean, we like laugh so hard we cry in that game.
Yeah, I saw that you were all playing it one night.
It's really good. I think it's on Game Pass as well. I don't know that.
It is on Game Pass.
It's part of the EA.
Well, it's on EA Access, which is free with Game Pass.
It was also just free for a little while. And apparently, if you know anyone, I don't know if you have to know somebody, but it's free up until level 25 is my understanding, even if you didn't play this here. So I don't know if you have to have an invite or if you can just jump on, but it's free up to level 25 either way, I think. But the game is super fun, and there's tons of unlocks, and the unlocks are random. So that kind of keeps me coming up back. The games are short. Like, you probably play all three rounds in about 5 minutes.
Ooh, that's handy.
So most of the games last about a minute and a half. It's just super neat. There's different modes. There's 1v1. There's, like, capture these diamonds. Most of it's, like, team deathmatch style.
Right.
But it's very, very neat. You can also do stuff like you can roll up into a ball and they can pick you up and throw you. You're a one-hit kill. See, you just pick that guy up and threw him. Then you can launch him like this. That's another player that they're
those
launching.
Those must be power-ups? Kill.
So, no, that was a person that they charged all the way up. And when you charge a person all the way up, it throws them up like a bomb.
Oh.
And the person in the air can actually control it.
Huh.
But you can just grab somebody, throw them, and hit that person with it. It's a one-hit kill instead of a two-hit. That's a cage bomb there, so it automatically catches somebody. There are bombs. There's multi-balls. So there's several different power-up balls. It's just really silly, fun, good time. I think it's like $19.99. It's $29.99 for the deluxe. We just all bought the regular.
Right.
But I'm a super big fan of it, and we have been playing it every single night. Last night was the first night I took off since we started playing it.
I know you guys have been playing it quite a bit this week, I've seen.
Yeah, it's good.
Because I haven't been on the PS4 in a while, so every now and then I check to see what my friends on the PS4 are playing.
Yeah, it is crossplay. So it might be a situation if it's on Game Pass and you play it and like it that you could jump into.
Mm-hmm. True.
It's neat. It's very much competitive. But they're quick and they're just, I don't know. I don't like EA, and I think most of the time they get it wrong. I feel like they got it right here, and I feel like they knew they got it right, which is why they did the free trial the way they did.
Right.
Like, I think they know that they got it right. It really feels like a Nintendo game to me. Like, it just, everything about it. Like,
yeah, I can see that. It looks like, it reminds me a little bit, too, for some reason. I'm not sure why. A little bit of Sunset Overdrive?
Yeah, I could see that just because the colors and the way the movement is. If you spend any time in Splatoon, like, I really get Splatoon vibes from it.
Yeah.
Really neat little game, though. Knockout City.
That's good that you like it.
Yeah.
I played it's a game that you did not like this week.
All right, what's that?
On Game Pass, Maneater was released.
Oh, yeah, that game sucked for me.
So I played it, and I like it. How far did you get?
Not very far. Like, not far at all.
Did you level them up to teen?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you didn't get very far at all.
They could, like, kill alligators or something.
You can level up without killing alligators. I haven't.
I think I had to, though, as part of the quest I was doing. Then I went and I'd take out some boats.
Yeah, I took out the boats. I took out boats.
And I just wasn't having fun with it.
I was.
You're, like, shooting 70 feet up out of the water. I don't know.
Yeah.
I really like sharks, and I don't know. It was too much for me.
See, I just started out in the bio, and did my thing. I leveled up to like level 4. Finally, grew my shark into a teen. I got the enhanced sonar and. Got the tiger shark skin.
I got the tiger shark skin. I remember that.
Yeah, I like it.
Like enough to keep playing it?
Yeah, I'll continue playing it. It'll be like a filler game. But yeah, I'll continue playing it.
I did not enjoy anything about it. And I wanted to. I was excited because I do love sharks.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I haven't gotten to any point where you can need to do all the different things you can do, like tail whip and all that. I haven't really gotten there, but
an acrobatic. It looks pretty good when he's just swimming with just his fin above water.
Yeah, yeah.
But then he just jumps too far. Like, that looks good right there.
You know, like when he jumps?
He jumps too high.
Well, that's part of it.
Like grabbing people out of helicopters. That's too much.
That's how far I want to level my guy up so he can do some of that major jumping. So, yeah, I played that. Of course, I played some more Mass Effect.
How's that feeling for you?
Good. The problem is, and I love Mass Effect. I've played these games so much that now I'm pretty much playing them for the enhanced graphics is the only reason, which unfortunately aren't something that matter an incredible amount to me. So it's like I can take or leave it. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
Yeah,
I get but that. I can really take my time with it. Like I can do a mission at a time. Whereas when I played the first Mass Effect, I would sit down for 12 hours at a time. One, I just don't have that kind of time anymore. But it's also something I've already played this story. I know this story, and I did everything in this story, and. I took the time to do the research to do everything right. I did create a fem shep instead of a male shep, which I've always played with in the past. So that'll be different. That should offer me some different choices somewhere along the lines. But the big one, and this one I am a little excited about, I need to sit down and make time for it. I want to sit down and make the time for it. I picked up Biomutant.
Oh yeah,
because that game, it's getting mixed reviews, but that game seems to have like everything that I love in a game in it. So there's no way I for 4 days I waited. I'm like, yeah, I don't need this. And finally I was like, you know, fuck it, I need this. You all right? Are you dead?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
So I forgot my water.
I mean, cute little animals that are warriors that kill things. And I mean, come on, man. It's an RPG.
Yeah, it's got a lot of chatter. Like you were saying, it is mixed, but there's a lot of people talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is something that I am interested in, but I probably won't play. But I love the look.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I love an RPG with a story behind it that offers multiple quests and... different options that can change the way the game goes. And besides that, you have warrior animals. Like, can't think of anything else that they could add to this that I wouldn't, that would make me love it more. So I'm really, really excited to start this one.
Do you get many ninja vibes? I do.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
Only as an RPG instead of like a... I guess it wasn't. I guess Mini Ninjas was kind of an RPG, but a different.
Yeah, it was
kind of
like an adventure game.
But yeah. I mean, it had leveling up and stuff like that. But I don't know if there's ever going to be a moment in gaming that hits me like taking your fucking hat and using it as a sled.
Yeah, it's really gangster. Look at that though. Look at the hand.
I know. I mean, look, they just got some cool shit going on here.
Yeah.
I also get kind of what's that game? The game Knack.
Oh yeah,
some Knack feelings from it. Which everybody has an opinion on, but I loved, and that doesn't seem to be the opinion that most have.
Everybody does have an opinion on it.
I know you liked it. You enjoyed it. Did you finish it?
Finished Knack 1, didn't finish Knack 2.
That's where I'm at. I finished Knack 1, didn't finish Knack 2. Knack 2 is very much just more Knack. I don't feel it expanded on that game much at all. And I think at that point of the PlayStation's lifestyle, it really needed to in order to stand out and hold interest, and it didn't.
No PS5 Biomutant.
No PS5 Biomutant.
That's unfortunate. It does have a 67 rating with 53 reviews and a 6.4 user score with 255 ratings on Metacritic. So it is very, very mixed.
Yeah.
I'll just give you the quick synopsis here. Biomutant is an open-world post-apocalyptic kung fu fable RPG with a unique martial arts-styled combat system allowing you to mix melee shooting and your mutant ability action. Your actions play a major part in unfolding a story where end is coming to a new world. A new plague is ruining the land, and the tree of life is bleeding to death from its roots. The tribe stands divided, in need of someone strong enough to unite them and bring them all down. Yep. Unite them or bring them all down.
I'm excited. I mean,
it's a THQ Nordic game, and they are making a million things.
Yes, they are.
And I kind of dig what they do there.
But yeah, so I'm excited for this, and I'm really, I actually, like I said, I was holding off and holding off, and finally this morning I was like, fuck it. I pulled the trigger on it, fucking on my phone at breakfast. We went out for breakfast this morning, and I pulled the trigger on it
at breakfast. $59.99?
Yeah, I paid full price for it like a fucking idiot, but yeah. Got Game Pass and all that shit, but why not buy a fucking game?
Well, you know. You may love it.
Game Pass is, I mean, Game Pass, I know I have, I do have some Game Pass games. Like I said, I got Maneater. The problem with Game Pass, is that it gives me a lot of games to try, nothing that I feel like I have to play or absolutely, you know, feel like I really, really want to play.
Right.
But I think that's kind of the point of Game Pass is that here, it gives you some stuff to try that you might not normally try. You might find something you love. I don't think I will. But it's cool to have that option.
There's a lot on there.
You know, I wasn't going to buy Maneater, but it came up free. So I tried it. Got 3 trophies out of it. Picked up some rewards from Microsoft Rewards so I can get some gift cards. So there's some stuff on there. Remnant is one I want to try. Remnant from the Ashes, I want to try that.
There's Knockout City. I don't think you'll like it, but I would like you to try it.
I might try it. Yeah, Knockout City's on there. Yep. So I may try that. I may try it.
Interesting.
But yeah, there's some games on there.
A Plague's Tale.
So, and I think that's about all I played. Yeah, that's all I played.
Gerald, what'd you play?
Same as last week. Days Gone and Stranded Deep.
You're pissing me off with the Stranded Deep.
Why?
Because I know it's not good.
I like it.
You just continue to play it.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it.
Is it your game of the year?
It's a little early. It's only like June.
We're almost halfway through. I mean, can you commit to that being your game of the year?
Just say no, Gerald.
Yeah, I'm making my game of the year.
Fuck it. Look at that shit. I like it.
Yeah.
He's like, why not?
5 minutes in, it's like, pick up 2 sticks. I'm like, there's only 1 stick. It's like, oh, now you're frozen. I'm like, great.
I feel like Gerald's taking the game of the year thing very seriously.
No, not if he said that was. He's not.
He's like, oh, fuck it. Stranded Deep at the end of May. Yep. Calling it.
Also, it came out last year, and it's garbage. have you lasted longer than last time?
No, I'm on 14 days now.
It's just the same thing as before.
Yeah, but I'm way ahead than where I was before.
You found the 2 sticks.
Well, right, I found way more than that. I've explored like 6 islands.
Each time you die, you learn from that experience.
Well, you pick up from your last save point, but I got stuck. My raft went to a whole nother area, and so I was stuck on the island, and I was poisoned.
Oh,
and I couldn't,
you didn't
heal
anchor
myself.
Your raft or pull it up on shore, huh?
I thought I did, but a crab got underneath it and must have moved it away.
It's a great game, though. Wow.
Yeah, crabs will come up underneath your stuff and move it.
That's all I need is a crab fucking with my raft.
Yeah, crabs can't do that in real life. Fuck that game.
Right.
There's also a kraken, too, Dan.
What's that?
There's a kraken.
Oh, there's a kraken?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm just saying they're not going for realistic is what I'm going for.
See, but I don't like games. Like, so my assumption is once your raft got stolen, you were fucked. There was nothing you could do.
I could try to swim to my normal island, but I was poisoned. There's no way I was going to make it.
Oh, so, but you did. You would normally have an out. Your poison doesn't go away.
No, I tried the little. I went on YouTube to find if I can survive with poison, and it didn't work.
I don't like games that like put you in a situation where there's no out.
Well, what he's saying is normally you'd be able to revert to your last save, but he was just fucked all the way.
Yeah, because I saved on that island.
Oh.
With no raft and poisoned.
Ah.
Right, because I was poisoned. I was trying to do stuff to see if I can get that.
Got it.
I didn't realize my raft was gone because it was on the other side of the island.
Got it. Okay. So it was more of a poor decision-making thing than
yeah.
The game's bad, too.
Got it. What's that? The
game's bad, too.
You know,
if
Gerald likes it, then you don't have. I don't. Then good for him.
He's allowed to like a bad game. It doesn't make it not bad, is what I'm saying.
You aren't the final call and judge and jury on what's a bad game and what isn't.
Oh, on this one I am.
So
on this one I am.
Mr. High and Mighty.
I can't listen to some guy that got injured playing cornhole tell me.
I didn't get injured. I'm sore. There's a difference.
So I've been playing
that. Put the heat
pad on when. I played that, and then a lot of days gone.
Are you still like
enjoying that, huh?
Yeah, I've opened up a whole nother side of the map, like a whole the lower level, and it's crazy.
So I think the last time I was on, I got the feeling you were playing it to continue playing it, not necessarily because it was super enjoyable. Where are you at on that now?
The story's got me now. Now I want to continue.
Okay. So now you are into it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad. I kind of want to know how that story ends out, but I don't want to play it at all. So you finish it and you need to tell me how it went.
I'll tell you. Just let me know.
You can tell me a story.
I'll spill the beans.
Ryan did not play Days Gone. He's apparently done with it. That's my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm probably never going to play it again. I was fine with my time with it. I don't know. It wasn't great. I spent too much time talking about it, but... Like, to me, that needed to be the last of its good, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
I wish I had played it first. But having played The Last of Us Part II, Days Gone felt really bad to me. Not bad in, like, I'm sure the story's fine. Like,
everything just the way it did, you feel like Last of Us did better.
It just missed the mark, yeah. It just wasn't as good. And that's not a... I mean, that game was made in a different time. It just came out recent.
Right.
But, I mean, it was made in a different time.
That's very true. So, yeah, that's all we played as far as video games go. Any big news about video games anybody wants to share? I don't think there was anything huge this week, was there?
A bunch of talk about Valve doing a handheld gaming laptop thing.
Yeah.
A bunch of rumors about that.
Bunch of rumors. The 4K Switch.
Yeah.
Was a lot of news about that this week.
Yeah, I'm really My new job doesn't afford me much computer time, so I just kind of scroll through articles. Nothing caught my eye on my phone.
Yeah, nothing was really... Nothing this week really blew my mind away either.
Nothing melted your balls?
No. Nothing. I was paying attention to the Biomutant stuff. I've been trying to decide for a week if I'm going to get it or not, and then I didn't. And like I said, then I did, so...
See the new Sony controllers? They have red and black. Those look cool.
Yeah. I don't like the red one.
I get real Spider-Man vibes from the red one.
Yep, the red one's got Spider-Man written all over it. It should have come out with a special edition PS5 with Miles Morales. And it didn't. Like Sony, you fucked up. What was it? Borderlands. Oh, I saw Borderlands 3 is going cross-play, except for on the PlayStations.
It's also on sale right now on PlayStation 4, $20.
But you can only play with people on PS4.
Yeah, the free games for July. Operation Tango, which is a co-op situation, spy game. One's a hacker, one's a thief, I think.
Squadrons?
It looks pretty cool. Yeah, EA Squadrons, Star Wars, and then Street Fighter.
Virtua Fighter 5? Jesus.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, it's Virtua Fighter, not Street Fighter.
Does everybody hate me for saying Street Fighter?
They're different. Only the big Virtua Fighter fans. And I feel like Virtua Fighter hasn't really been cool in about 22 years.
Damn, shots fired. What are the free games on Xbox?
Nothing good. Nothing good.
Damn, you're right.
I know. It's like, what is it? The King's Bird, Shadow's Awakening, Injustice, and I can't remember the other one. What is it?
Neo Geo Battle Coliseum.
Man, oh, yeah. Xbox has not done a good job with the game. They need to just kill those.
Yeah, I think so too.
Do the Stadia Pro games for June and see what they have going on.
I don't think there was anything that blew my mind on that either.
Yeah, I don't think that list was great. I want to play The Floor Kids, which was this month.
Yeah.
The end of this month. I want to play it. I haven't played the stadium forever.
I haven't either. I need to turn mine back on. Not because it needs an update, but, you know.
Yeah. It's like a hardcore list.
Where are they? MotoGP.
Legend of Heroes, Trials of Cold Steel.
Yeah. MotoGP 2. 20? No, MotoGP 20. And what is it? Is that Kronos Before the Ashes?
Yeah. Yep. And then lastly is Blue Fire.
Blue Fire.
It's a 3D platformer. It'll debut on Stadia.
Hmm. Yeah, nothing blowing my face off there either.
Mm-mm. Kind of a light month. I would give the nod to PlayStation yet again, but just really a light week or light month all the way across the board.
Yeah.
So.
Legend of Heroes, Trials of
Cold
Steel.
What's that blue? Click on that. Scroll
what is
up to
Blue Fire.
Yeah, click on that Blue Fire.
Oops, wrong one.
Let's see if that looks cool or not. You're watching the wrong video.
Yeah, I said wrong one.
He's like hell bent on playing that wrong video.
It's got some fantasy violence, some animated blood, some language.
Yeah. A little language.
It's like Tomb Raider, Trials of Osiris.
I'm getting some Legend of Zelda.
What's wrong with his face?
Some Breath of the Wild vibes in that dungeon. Oh, he's a tiny little guy.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this doesn't look like... This doesn't look great.
I can tell you I hate this.
Yeah, this doesn't look great to me. I think the problem is we watched the Biomutants trailer before this. And they're both cute little characters.
I tell you where they lost me was the spikes on the floor and the saw blades and the bouncing from wall to wall all at the same time. Fuck that. I can't do that.
Yeah, I don't love that either.
I'll be Hollow Knight, not 2D.
Yeah, it does give me some Hollow Knight. Man, MotoGP looks like a photo realistic. You want to race the motorcycles?
I think that actually was a photo.
Oh, well, it looked like a photo. You weren't here last week, but I want to play 100 Days Winemaking Simulator. That's the one game I want to play.
What do you want to play?
It's called 100 Days of Winemaking Simulator.
A winemaking simulator?
Yeah.
What is this on?
It's on several different things, I believe. But I saw it on Stadia.
Huh.
But I think it might be on the consoles as well.
Winemaking could be your best adventure. Oh, no.
Hell yeah.
I can see this for you.
That's what Gerald said. Gerald's like, yeah, looks like that would be all right for you.
Not for me. This looks right up your alley.
Expect the grapes? Look at that.
No, I get it. I understand what they're doing. It's a no. It's a no for me, dog.
And I love better than a Randy Jackson reference. It's gonna be a no for me, dog. That don't look good to you. Look at the bottle processor.
I just said it's a no. I understand how all this works. I understand what they're doing. You don't have to explain it to me. It's still a no.
Look, it looks photorealistic.
I don't want to play it that way.
It's not good, but that's going to be his game of the year.
That's it's his better game than of the Stranded year, right. Deep. Gerald.
Right. It's not good. It's a bad game.
Let's see what the Metacritic is.
I hope it's like a 26.
Seven out of 10 on Steam.
Yeah, the game's better than Biomutant.
That's on Steam. That's not Metacritic. That's on Steam.
Just type in Metacritic.
By the way, how many reviews does it have?
Like 4.
Right.
74%.
It does have a 74%. User score is to be determined.
It has 6.
6 critics.
You got to understand that game's not going to get that kind of traction. That 6 is good for it. 7.5 out of 10. All right, now let's see your game of the year, Gerald. Let's see what fucking Island Simulator has.
Oh, man. I didn't mean to turn into a contest, but this is fun.
No score yet.
How is that fucking possible?
It has a score. You're on the wrong platform. Just Google Stranded Deep Metacritic. The game's been out for 24 years.
Stranded Deep Metacritic. That's for PlayStation 4.
There you go. 65 and a 4.1 user score. Garbage ass game.
It's only got 7 reviews.
Yeah, shit on that, Gerald. Winemaking Simulator is better than your Island Simulator.
Well, fuck them both because they're both simulators. That's what I got to say about that.
Yeah, mine way more simulator-y than Stranded Deep.
I don't know. Stranded Deep covers a lot more ground than fucking yours does.
Well, there's no Kraken.
There's a lot more to simulate in Stranded Deep than there is in winemaking 100 days. 100 days of wine, whatever the fuck it's called.
100 days winemaking simulator. Look, there's a real chance at the end of it I know how to make wine.
No.
Real chance.
That's not how a simulator works.
0% chance Gerald can survive on a stranded island.
Oh, I don't know. He might have learned something. I think Gerald might have been able to survive on an island before he played Stranded Deep.
What do you think,
Gerald?
7 days, I'm done.
See, I tried to give you props, bro.
No, there's no way.
How'd you do me like that?
Because he knows.
Appreciate your honesty.
All right, let's go do it for what we play, what we're going to play. Let us know what you're playing or what you want to play, podcastgamestitch.com or at game_stitch on Twitter. You can find me at Podcast Ryan. You can find Dan at Shirtless Dan. You can find Gerald at Hoffman Show. And if you want to support us, you can head over to patreon.com/gamestitch, and you can do so over there. Just like friend of the show, Mike Thomas, and Zach do. If you don't have any money, you can't afford to support us, you can just tell your best friend about us.
Your friends. Tell your buds.
Your best friend. Tell your cornhole partner about us.
Tell, yes. Tell everybody in your cornhole league about us.
Yep. In your the sack league that you're in.
It's not what it's called at all.
Bags. Some people call it bags.
Some people do call it bags.
Sons of bitches. That's who calls it bags.
Not around here.
They call
around
it cornhole.
Cornhole.
Seahole. Anybody call it seahole?
Nobody calls it seahole. No. I feel there's like it's a different hole.
We're about to end. Before we do, there's a little deli that opened up down here.
It reminded me of you.
You never told
me how it was.
Oh, I thought I said it was good.
You may have. I think I had to ask, though. You said you were going to tell me how it was, and I think I had to ask. And I think you just said,
yeah, you did have to ask. I have shitty service in there. It was good.
That's New York style, baby.
Yeah. They had New York stuff all hanging up. It was funny. I tried to send you two pictures. One didn't send, but they're part of the Bill's Mafia that we were talked about.
Yeah.
Bill's Mafia. They had Bill's shit hanging up in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fun.
Rock and roll. They're from close to me, right?
Yeah. Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
They had signs up everywhere that said, like, welcome to and proudly made in. So, I don't know. I sent you a picture of the name of it.
Yes, you did. It's on the door, I think.
Yeah.
And you said that's right downtown, right?
Yeah, a little right, like on Franklin.
Ah. Is that where the sports bar used to be?
I don't know. It's down. So there's actually shops inside there. So it's called City Market. But when you walk in, there's the deli. They're putting a smoothie place or a coffee store in there. And then there's like little shops in there. So it's like a building that's got like seven or eight shops in there.
Huh. Is it a new building? Cool.
No,
they just open up the building across from the theater.
It's on the same side as the theater, about halfway down.
So, like, before you get over the hill?
No. So, it's, it's like three or four buildings down from the theater, probably. It's like one of those.
Towards the river?
No, back up.
Okay, gotcha.
If it's okay, picture the theater and then picture Black Horse Gallery.
It's between them.
Maybe Black Horse, uh-huh. It's between there.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the front you can actually see the deli, but when you walk in, it's a hallway. The deli's on your right and there's shops on your right and left all the way through there, and you can walk right out the back and you're at the parking garage for the courthouse.
Well, that used to be like a bunch of individual shops, didn't it? A lawyer in there and an insurance place and...
I don't know. They've redone it, though. It's pretty neat.
It sounds cool.
Downtown Clarksville's it's going to get crazy.
Did they fill in that spot between the theater and the other buildings?
No.
No, so it is still up in that run, then.
Yeah, it's somewhere in that section.
Okay.
But it's neat.
Cool.
Yeah, they're building that event center down there. They're building a big four-story, like, car museum, restaurant thing down there. They're building more housing down there.
A car museum? What the fuck are they doing with a car museum in Clarksville?
I don't know. It's like the bottom floor is like a car museum, classic car museum. And then as you go up, there's like a restaurant, like a fast food joint type deal. And then there's like a bar and then there's like a fancy restaurant, like all in this one building. They're building.
Yeah, there's a Roxy.
Yeah, Gerald's going to show you exactly where it is.
All right.
Yeah, keep going. Okay, I think it's that one right there with the black windows.
And there's a bunch of stuff in there now?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about, the attorney at law.
So you could see
and
like this.
Down
this...
farther is a... headed back towards the theater is like a real dive Irish pub or something.
So the way it is now, I think, is like...
Right?
It could be this one that he's about to turn and look at. It's not that far down. It's right there.
That's it. That's the one.
Where Kelly's Pub is?
Yeah.
I think that's might be where it is now.
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah, they boxed off the front. So it's a door there, but it's a separate restaurant right in the front, which is the deli. They changed the awning out. It's cool looking now.
Huh.
But yeah, it's pretty neat. And the event center is going to be huge downtown.
That'll be cool.
Yeah. So, shout out to
they
that.
They still do the festival down there in the square?
They don't do...
Is it the Strawberry Festival every Friday or whatever?
No.
Or what is... No, it's something... What is it?
They used to do the farmer's market there, but they don't do that anymore there.
No, they used to do something on Friday nights where they had, like, a band and...
Yeah, they do, like, the River Inspires and the River Fest and...
No, it wasn't that. It was just something, like, something in the square.
I don't think they do that anymore. They're Strawberry Alley.
Yeah, that's where they had it. It was in Strawberry Alley. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Strawberry Alley is the restaurant that's there now, and it's, like, crazy busy all the time every time I try to go. Right there really? In the corner. Mm-hmm. It's like a hemp place to the right there now. That little bitty one right there, yeah. But yeah, it's pretty neat. That's all I have for this episode. You got anything else?
No. I think you said it all.
Gerald, you got anything?
No.
All right, it's episode 437. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.